On July 17, four National Junior Angus Association members were recognized for earning the highest all-around score in their respective age division. Drew McCurry, Hutchinson, Can. Novice Division, Charlotte Johnson, Chawano, Wise. Junior Division, Lane Toledo, Visalia, Calif. Intermediate Division, and Jackson Corner, Caledonia, on Canada, Senior Division. She used both the Angus University Online Beef Academy platform and created flashcards to flip through on the drive down from Wisconsin. Each Minnick Stockman Award winner was gifted a belt buckle and monetary award. The program's internships are the legacy of the late Cameron Can Cooper of Talon Ranch, Twin Bridges, Montana, St. Joseph, Mo. The Minnick Stockman Contest, renamed in 2022 to honor the late Ed and Wilma Minnicks of Black Witch Farm, recognizes juniors who compete outside the show ring in the judging contest, quiz bowl written exam, and skill-a-thon. On July 17, four National Junior Angus Association members were recognized for earning the highest all-around score in their respective age division. Drew McCurry, Hutchinson, Can. Novice Division, Charlotte Johnson, Chawano, Wise. Junior Division, Lane Toledo, Visalia, Calif. Intermediate Division, and Jackson Corner, Caledonia, on Canada, Senior Division. I get to branch out and experience new things, said Toledo, who has earned the Stockman Award 4 years in a row. I know it's going to put me that much more ahead in the future. Toledo says each year he's continued to hone his skills through his participation. This year, the Skillathon contest was revamped by the American Angus Association's events team in partnership with Lori Montgomery, agriculture instructor from Pratt Community College in Pratt, Can. From Toledo's perspective, the overhaul offered more hands-on experience, which expanded his learning opportunities. I haven't gone to AI school yet, but I'm definitely considering it, said Toledo, mentioning he enjoyed the station, which simulated artificial insemination using a harvested female reproductive tract. Now, I know a little bit of the basics. First-time NJAS attendee and winner of the senior division, Jackson Corner agrees with Toledo each new experience is a step towards future goals. The Canadian, who had no connection to agriculture before joining a local 4-H beef club, is now an animal science major. Showing cattle really changed the trajectory of my life, said Corner, who plans to pursue a career in the feed industry. All the different contests, they help you build skills that you don't get from being in the show ring. The junior division winner, 12-year-old Geraldette Johnson, was also a first-time NJAS attendee. Johnson says she didn't expect to win the prestigious award on her first trip to the national show. I wanted to do my best and I just said, I'm going to try to do that. Johnson spent the weeks leading up to NJAS studying to ensure her knowledge of the beef industry was up to the challenge. She used both the Angus University Online Beef Academy platform and created flashcards to flip through on the drive down from Wisconsin. My kids went out and navigated the Beef Academy platform themselves, said Lindsay Johnson, Cherylette's mother. So, I say kudos because it must be very user-friendly for 12 and 15-year-olds to navigate on their own. Lindsay, whose 15-year-old son Isaac also attended NJAS, says the family came focused not on winning, but participating. Although not counted towards Stockman points, Cherylette also took part in the team sales contest. We wanted to participate in as many contests as we could because I think it's great experience, continued Lindsay. These events are so much more than a cattle show, a lot of speaking skills. Leadership skills are developed through those contests. The youngest of the Stockman Award winners, Drew McCurry, also competed in the team sales contest alongside the qualifying Stockman contests. He says his favorite part of the week was making new friends, a sentiment the four Stockmen agreed on. Just a shared drive for success, and that isn't always determined by winning, but just by being surrounded by your people and this community is special, reflected Corner. It proves that even an all-around all-star needs a team supporting them along the path to success. The Minnicks family believed in being a part of that team, donating a portion of their estate to the Angus Foundation to benefit juniors dedicated to sharpening their skills as a future leader of the beef industry. Each Minnicks Stockman Award winner was gifted a belt buckle and monetary award. Results of the 2026 NJAS, including shows, contests, awards, and scholarships, can be found at www.njas.info. Additional coverage is also available on the NJAS social media channels and in the September issue of the Angus Journal. St. Joseph, Mo. The Angus Foundation is expanding its commitment to supporting the next generation of the beef industry with the launch of its new Votech Scholarship, available beginning with the 2026 application season. This scholarship is designed to support students who are actively involved in the Angus breed that are pursuing vocational. St. Joseph, Mo. The National Junior Angus Association, NJAI, is excited to announce it has received a $4,000 grant from Youth for the Quality Care of Animals, ICCA, enabling the organization to provide 200 free ICCA certification codes to Junior Angus members. The grant supports NJAI's commitment to fostering youth education and leadership opportunities. Kansas City, Mo. More than 100 National Junior Hereford Association NJHA members and their families, along with American Hereford Association AHA members, industry leaders, and guests gathered in Scott City, Can. April 18, for the annual NJHA Fed Steer Shootout Field Day. This marks the sixth year the association's hosted the event, which is held at Joseph, Mo. 13 students paired with Angus ranches across the United States will be expanding their knowledge of the cattle industry this year as part of the Angus Foundation's 2026 Angus/Talon Youth Educational Learning Program. The program's internships are the legacy of the late Cameron Can Cooper of Talon Ranch, Twin Bridges, Montana.